Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet
I'm amazing. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure, especially today as we celebrate our 20th consecutive live broadcast on Thanksgiving Day. It's happy Thanksgiving, folks, 2016. If you're an American, of course, if you're in the United States, you're celebrating Thanksgiving. If you're American abroad listening on to our simulcast anywhere on the planet, happy Thanksgiving to you, too. And you're going to be excited about having our good friend Bob Dylan Schneider back on the show. I know I am. Bob is a longtime member of our Brain Trust now. More than 16 years he's been hanging out with us. He's one of the top business leaders that I know in the country. He's the author of a number of books, including The Handbook of Public Relations, Power and Influence, A Time for Heroes. Boy, howdy, is that not a book that we need to resurrect and get on everybody's shelf? Bob Dylan Schneider, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's thrilling to be on the show, and congratulations on 20 years for doing this. It's wonderful, and happy Thanksgiving to you and everybody else and your fine staff and all Americans.
Well, thank you for that, Bob. And thanks for spending some time with us on this day. So your book, A Time for Heroes, you and I and the rest of Americans and indeed the world is standing on the shoulders, in large part, directly or indirectly, of a lot of heroes that are in the history of America, aren't they?
This is it. This is the time to step forward, by the way, for Americans right today and base what they do on the heroism of the past that built this country. That's what we need to do.
Today we're celebrating the Thanksgiving. We're obviously celebrating the people we call the Pilgrims. They didn't call, all of them didn't call themselves the Pilgrims, but the Mayflower contingent, the truth is only half of them survived after the first year, and that little gaggle of folks really became the seed corn of America, didn't it?
They did, and we have heroes, Jim, as you know, all over the place. We have heroes who are cops who every day protect us.
Absolutely.
Educators who bring our young people along, first responders who are there when problems, yep, like that awful thing that took place in Chattanooga just took place. We have those kind of heroes, men and women who are willing to put their life, put their reputation on the line in order to make America great.
Don't we need more coverage of people like that than the whiners who get their who whine every time somebody licks the red off their candy?
We do, and I think the significance of the Trump election is that a lot of people don't pay attention to the whiners. Trump fundamentally made the point through his own rhetoric, and some of it I disagree with, by the way, but he made the point that the media that support the whiners aren't listened to.
Well, that's an interesting thing. Now, you're a PR expert. You're a world-class PR expert. Is the mainstream media in danger of becoming totally irrelevant?
13% of the American public believes the mainstream media. You'd think the media would figure that out and begin to change their game, but they haven't done it yet. So this is a big factor.
Wouldn't
people
this be
say,
a
pay
time
attention to the media? There's no only 13% believe the media.
That's amazing. You know if a business had that kind of a rating, they'd go out of business, wouldn't they?
They'd be out of business in a heartbeat.
And they are a business. So wouldn't this be a good time for the mainstream media to say, why don't we become part of the heroes?
This is the moment for the mainstream media to celebrate America. This is the moment for America to step forward in the world and to be a beacon for hope and for freedom and for opportunity. We could do that.
What is in their head, the mainstream media, what is in their head that makes them behave in a way that's not that's unprofessional? We now know that a lot of what happened this last year in the election cycle was not only unprofessional, it was unethical.
Well, celebrity, they're looking for celebrity, and everybody wants to be on page one. They think the way to get on page one is to shock people. I think that's unfortunately a mistake, but that's just not the media. It's the educational establishment.
You're right about that.
We have to do things eggs there as well. To
and aren't the liberal arts colleges in a little bit of a jeopardy right now because their product is not producing the results?
They're in deep trouble. They're very deep trouble.
So, I mean, isn't it safe to say that ideology is bankrupt?
Very deep trouble, and I think that the fix that Donald Trump has made are going to really bring this home. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Jim, you're from Alabama, so Jeff Sessions, who is a senator from
Alabama,
he's
a good man.
He's now the attorney general, going to be the attorney general. Is going to make a huge difference in this country.
Yep, I think so.
Supreme Court nominees are going to make.
And folks, you're listening to two people who are not enamored with Donald Trump.
That's right.
Both of us know about Mr. Trump's warts, and we don't agree with everything he's done. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back and talk some more about how things are going to go in coming up in America with our good friend Bob Dylan Snyder. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.